The two things Josh Duncan remembered most about his very first day of school. He got a nickname, and he met Big Brother. The way the memory came back all these years later and on another first day seemed like a bad omen, if a person believed in those. He tried to block out both the nickname and Big Brother by concentrating on details around him. Look, a giant tree. Look, a deer crossing sign. Look, a squirrel doing squirrel stuff in the middle of the road. When those details didn't work, Josh tried to hum his thoughts away. That made everything worse. "Why are you humming?" his mom asked. "I don't know." "Did you know you were humming? Or are you wheezing?" "Humming? Are you nervous? Is that why you're humming?" "Why would I be nervous?" Josh looked out the car window at the swaying pine trees and fuzzy green moss and lightly drizzling sky. "It's not like it's my first day of kindergarten." First day of kindergarten. He'd had a really bad cold. The skin underneath his nose was red and raw from wiping. His mother was going to keep him home, but Josh had begged. It was his first day, kindergarten. He was wearing his new shirt. He'd already brushed his teeth. So he went. And it was fantastic. Until book circle. At book circle, the brand new class sat on a blue rug while the teacher read a story about a hibernating bear. The rug was itchy, but nobody squirmed. It was the first day, and they all sat with their backs perfectly straight. The story was a good one, about a bear who slept in his den while other animals snuck in from the storm and had a party and ate his food. Josh loved it. It was the best he'd ever heard. It was so good that he leaned forward. Maybe, he's not sure, but maybe, he even started to crawl right into the circle. It was the picture of the bear's den that was pulling him in. All the shapes and shadowy corners. When his nose started to run because of his cold, Josh reached up and wiped it on his sleeve. He would have done that even if he hadn't been experiencing such fascination over the hibernating bear, and he probably would never have remembered it, except for what happened next. Because right then, when he was wiping his big glob of green snot on his first day of school sleeve, his teacher, Mr. Lombardi, looked up. "Joshua," he said. "In this classroom, we use Kleenex." There was a silence, and then one person laughed. That's all it took. Suddenly, everyone was laughing and repeating, "Joshua, in this classroom, we use Kleenex." Mr. Lombardi clapped his hands and chanted, "Class, class." They had just learned that they were supposed to clap back and answer, "Yes, yes." But instead, they kept shouting, "Kleenex," and "Ooh, boogers." Kleenex. They said it on the playground at recess, in the lunch line, chanted it, whispered it, made it into a song. "Kleenex, Joshua, Kleenex." Someone started calling him Kleenex, and soon everyone followed.